American music, by definition, is the result of a particular fusion of many musical cultures. One strand in this complicated tapestry is the blending of African-American spiritual songs with the art music of Europe. The origin of the spiritual is still a matter of debate. However, it is generally agreed that it evolved out of the collective folk experiences of the slave. The compositional process relied on the oral tradition, passing these songs from one person to another, generation to generation. Spiritual arrangements, as a secondary evolutionary stage, came into being as early as the middle of the 19th century and played an important role in spreading the music and texts far beyond their original folk context. And the last stage in this evolutionary process, the fruits of which we're hearing tonight, was the reclamation and synthesis of the folk song by African-American art music composers. The composers we're listening to tonight, African-Americans who gained access to conservatories and universities, have chosen not to abandon their cultural heritage, but to transform it. So the progenitors of this music include the unknown slave musicians, as well as Beethoven and Brahms. Let's listen to a group of songs in which you'll hear these two elements, African spirituals and European art songs, melded together, some emphasizing one element, some another. We'll hear Springtime by Betty Jackson King, Dream Portraits, Minstrel Man, and I Too by Margaret Bonds, who studied with Florence Price, by the way, and then Bonds' arrangement of Dry Bones. After that, we'll hear Florence Price's Night and Margaret Bonds' Lord, I Just Can't Keep From Cryin', and He's Got the Whole World in His Hand. The performance group is Vidimus, Pamela Dillard, soprano, Ruth Hamilton, contralto, and Robert Honeysucker, baritone, with Vivian Taylor, pianist.